I want to speak to Diane McConnell, who's on this line. Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Without even giving you a full introduction, Diane, just explain to me why the 1st of September should be an important date to parents who have young babies.
Well, the UK are the first country in the world that will roll out the MenB vaccine for children under the age of one. You might know that obviously there are lots of strains of meningitis, and this has been a really difficult strain to find a vaccine for. And wonderful news to say that we found the vaccine, and indeed it's going to be rolled out from the 1st of September for small babies.
And you're the manager, of course, the deputy CEO, actually, of Meningitis Research, the foundation here.
Absolutely, 100% delighted. Couldn't be more happy that there are going to be more children saved because of this.
How does this particular vaccine work?
Well, babies that are born on or after the 1st of July will be eligible to receive the MenB vaccine as part of their routine schedule at 2 months, 4 months and 12 months. And then babies born between the 1st of May and the 30th of June will also be eligible. So really, I suppose you could say that any baby born from the 1st of May 2015, obviously May just passed, will be eligible to this for this vaccine and should get it in their routine schedule.
Yes, but what will it do to the baby's body?
It will protect it against meningitis B.
There may be some people thinking, oh my goodness, but you're giving it something and I don't want the baby to be getting that.
Well, you don't want it to be getting meningitis. So I would encourage everyone that has a small child to uptake this. This is a very safe vaccine. It's been proved to be safe. It's pretty much 80% effective as far as coverage of the child, and it will reduce the chance of the child contracting the disease significantly. And I know I've been in this programme before, and we've talked about how severe and how dangerous meningitis is and how swift it can happen. So I would encourage everyone to take up on this, and please have their child vaccinated. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful step forward.
Does this just protect the child during infancy, or will this protect the child when it's at the risk age, which seems to be late teens as well?
There are two risk groups for children and young people with all meningitis, and that's the under fives, because their immune system isn't fully developed, and the 14 to 24-year-olds, because of the lifestyle they lead, and they're going to university and they're with each other, and you know they're living basically on top of each other. They're a very social group, both of those groups would need to be covered, obviously, eventually. This is the first step to have small children covered. They will probably have pretty much lifetime coverage of this. And obviously, as you know, research moves on, and we will do more research into finding out if it does cover you for lifelong, whether it's effective until you're, you know, an adult. But at the moment, we're saying this has got a great protection for the long term. Anyone can contract the disease, but this gives you long-term protection. However, I will say that we will still continue to campaign for anyone over the age of one to the age of five, and anyone else outside that group, and certainly the teenagers, so that the government will give them the vaccine too.
So what steps should mums, dads, guardians take, considering they have a little babe in arms at the moment, or will they be automatically notified that it's now time to get this jab?
They will be called forward by their GP or their clinic in the normal way, and you know they get the little book, and the vaccinations are all recorded in it, and they'll be called forward, and then the doctor will administer it, and they'll get any child that is born after the 1st of July will get the first dose at 2 months, and that will come with the routine schedule, then 4 months, and then 12 months. And the children then that are born slightly before that, they will be called forward by their GP or their clinic, and they'll be then vaccinated. Unfortunately, any child born after the 1st of May born before the 1st of May won't qualify. And indeed, we have one of my own employees, Emma. His little girl was born on the 28th of April, so she's only 3 days outside the date that she would have got the disease, and she has actually bought the vaccine for her little girl. So the vaccine is available privately if people want to. So if you don't fit inside those dates that have been specified by the government, it is still available privately, but unfortunately you would have to pay, which is unfortunate.
How much does it cost?
Well, unfortunately it is quite expensive. You could probably get the three doses. It's around £100 per dose, with possibly administration fee from some of the private institutions. So it can be somewhere around £125 per dose. Some institutions will clump the three doses together and give it to you for, you know, a few hundred pounds. It could be somewhere around £300 to buy it privately. It's very expensive.
Some disappointment to the likes of the young lady you made reference to, the young mum, and to any other mums who are listening who would have had their child born in April, or especially in April or March of this year.
Totally. That's the sad thing, that they won't be included. But the government, I suppose, has to have some sort of dates and cut-off dates as to when the vaccinations and who is going to get the vaccinations happen. And I suppose in life sometimes that happens. We would call for everyone to be vaccinated, for a catch-up program, so that everybody is protected. But it's expensive. It's an expensive vaccine. It's been a very expensive vaccine to develop. It's been years in the development, but it's going to be added to another, a group of other meningitis vaccines like MenC, pneumococcal and Hib, and they've all been fantastically successful. And we would hope then that, with meningitis B, that there'll be less cases and less deaths, which is marvellous. So if you want your child protected, you can contact us and we'll give you some details about where you can purchase it. It's got nothing to do with Meningitis Research Foundation. We just know of some institutions that will give it to you and how you could go about getting it. But we as an organisation don't take any part in that. We just are there for support and advice.
Diane, if people did want to contact you, how do they do that?
Well, they can do it two ways. They can phone us in our Belfast office on 90-321-283, or they can call our helpline, which is a free phone number, and that's 080-8800-3344, or they can log on to our website, which is www.meningitis.org/menb. And there'll be someone there to help them, either on the helpline or in the Belfast office, or indeed they can make a request through our website.
It does seem a wee bit unfair, doesn't it, that someone who was born on, say, the 2nd of May this year, who's maybe got a mum and dad who are earning £50,000 a year each, they get it for free, and someone who was born at the tail end of April, who's maybe got a parent who's finding it very hard to put food on the table, they have to pay guts of £200 for it.
I know. It's a real shame. It's a real shame. And I'm lost for words, Frank, from what you've said, because I agree with you totally. But really, the government does make the regulations. The JCVI, which is the Joint Committee for Vaccinations and Immunisations, they made the recommendation to the Department of Health, and the Department of Health decided that this was the group that they were going to vaccinate. Now, to be fair, the optimum age to contract meningitis B itself is 5 months. So the children going on from now around the 5 months age will be protected. But unfortunately, there are babies who were born in April that are 5 months now, and they're not going to be protected. And in that case, if people don't want to buy the vaccine, they should know the symptoms. It's really important that people are aware of the symptoms of meningitis, and if they feel that their child in any way is experiencing any of those symptoms, they should contact their GP.
And just remind us of the symptoms briefly.
Well, there are many symptoms, and there can be vomiting, and there can be a fever with meningitis. There can be aches and pains, limbs and joint and muscle pain, and that's very difficult to tell in a small child, but usually they don't like to be picked up or handled. That's how you know. Cold hands and feet or shivering. Pale skin, maybe problems with their breathing fast, and then the old telltale rash that can come as a later presentation. I'm sleepy, and they can be confused or delirious. But, of course, that's very hard to tell in a small baby. The fontanelle on the top of their head, the little soft spot, can sometimes bulge. But parents generally know their babies very well, and usually you know if your little baby is not well and getting worse. And if they are at all worried, they should seek medical help. Not all of those symptoms come together, and not everyone has all of those symptoms, and many people do not have a rash. So it's really important that they look out for anything, and if they want any information, go straight onto our website, and there are lots of symptoms information there, and it's www.meningitis.org.
Diane, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
It's Diane McConnell on the programme with us. Very important information there for mums of young kids.